This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. President Trump is set to meet with a series of European leaders in the coming days as he sits down with the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen in about an hour. The topic is trade, as the looming threat of tariffs have countries around the world rushing to strike new agreements with the U.S. Angela Hanks with the Century Foundation says the tariffs set to take effect this Friday could jack up prices here at home, just in time for back-to-school shopping.
Backpacks or pencils or computers or food for school lunches. There are a number of expenses, and I think Americans are worried that all of those things will be made more expensive by tariffs this year.
Meanwhile, in war-torn Gaza,
Israel implementing humanitarian pauses in three densely populated areas of the Gaza Strip, meaning fighting will stop there for 10 hours a day to allow for more aid to get to those civilians who so desperately need it.
ABC's Inez de la Quatera. At least a dozen people were killed after the IDF allegedly opened fire near a distribution site. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin has a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Shali Pittman. Even some of the lawmakers who voted for the One Big Beautiful Bill Act say they weren't aware of everything in it. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Wisconsin News Connection has more.
UW-Madison political science professor Barry Burden says the effects of the bill's most controversial parts, like changes to Medicaid and SNAP, won't be felt until after the next midterm election. He says it's fair to think the timing is strategic.
It's almost certain that there are Republicans saying, look, this is going to hurt me back in my state or district as I try to win re-election next year. Can we please put off the pain for the Medicaid recipients and the SNAP recipients until after the midterms?
Burden says the vote became a decision on whether to support the president rather than a focus on the bill's merits. Democrats have already seized on the opportunity to target their GOP colleague seats in next year's midterms. Burden says while the attention was primarily focused on tax cuts and Medicaid, many elements of the bill were not thoroughly scrutinized. He thinks the nation will continue to discover consequences of the new law for years.
It's common for Congress nowadays to pass omnibus bills that are really large budget packages. And it's difficult for any member of Congress to keep track of all the things that are there. But this was one of those omnibus bills on steroids.
Many provisions didn't get any discussion on the House or Senate floor, like a $40 million National Garden of American Heroes sculpture park. Burden says Trump's pressure to sign the bill by July 4th was a key factor in getting it passed.
Since President Trump took office in January, there's been very little legislating. Almost no bills passed through the House and Senate and sent to President Trump's desk. This was one. This was a hallmark piece of legislation. It's going to be a defining piece of legislation in next year's midterms.
For Illinois News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Back-to-back losses. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a 7-4 loss to the Marlins at American Family Field in Milwaukee. That's back-to-back losses for the crew and their first series loss in 3.5 weeks. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Bound to happen, you know that. It's bound to happen. I've said it before, like we're an inch from the top and an inch from the bottom. So it's a very fine line. You got to come with that edge every day. And I'm not so certain we didn't, that we just didn't. Like you said, we had some things go against us. And they got some timely hits. We gave up some free bases and made some defensive miscues that we don't normally do, and it leads to runs.
NFL, hot and humid at the Packers training camp in Green Bay, where a few mistakes were made during practice. I asked linebacker Edgerrin Cooper on his advice to the rookies when they've missed an assignment.
You have to push it to the side. Just try to do what the best you could do. Keep your standard high. If you do what you need to do, all the good things are going to come.
With sports from training camp in Green Bay, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds and fog giving way to quite a bit of sunshine today with highs in the lower 90s, but the heat index in the upper 90s, a light south breeze. Tonight, some showers and storms, lows in the lower 70s. Monday, quite a bit of sunshine, hot highs in the mid-90s. It's 75 at our studios.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game.
They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic Sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our partners, like your local county veteran service officer, we can help access the benefits you've earned and the support you need. For more information, please visit WISVETS.com. That's WISVETS.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
Matinee on air.
Kareen Hendrickson, you mentioned a conversation with Ron Johnson, Kareen, about the need for child care in Wisconsin. How did that go?
I said, why don't you think we should fund? And he goes, I think an elegant solution, it would be for moms like you to stay home so the other moms can go to work. And I said, well, and I shouldn't get paid for that? And he just kind of stared at us. And I said, that tells me all I need to know.
Matinee on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Civic Media News Director Sholly Pittman will be joining us to break down all of the news that happened over the weekend. Nothing will happen. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Tell you a little bit about North by Northwest. That's not the original title. And maybe, like me, you've been wondering, what's that got to do with the movie? And the answer is nothing. The original title of that 1959 classic was The Man in Lincoln's Nose. So the studio said, no, come up with something else. They'll think it's a comedy. In a way it was, actually. But the audience is not supposed to know that. So Cary Grant with that black suit. All right, it wasn't black, it was a charcoal gray. That was more beat up than any other suit I can think of. Crop dusted and shot at. Poor old Cary had to crawl through the cornfield. Then they sponged it and pressed it, and off it went again. The most famous suit in the history of movies. Those duds that Cary Grant wore in North by Northwest. Here's the music from North by Northwest. Bernie Herman. We'll be right back. Todd McEwen wrote a story about the movie, called it Cary Grant's Suit. He said that suit is the real star of the movie. They copied that suit in, let's see, Ben Affleck wore it in Paycheck 2003, and the next year Tom Cruise in Collateral. It's a number one on the GQ list, greatest movie suits. I don't know if that's true. What about Charlie Chaplin? I think that takes the cake. Baggy pants, tight coat, derby hat too small. Or he could go with Eric von Stroheim, that military garb. No, wait. Fred Astaire. There you go. Fred Astaire looks like he was born wearing a tux. He even sang about the suit and top hat while singing and tapping. No, I think Fred Astaire. Music about suits.
One suit was all I had. One suit was all I had. One suit was all I had, and it was nothing but an old gray beat-up plaid. I had the best-looking gal in town, and she weighed about 111 pounds. But I felt so ashamed when I called on her, 'cause I was ragged as a great big cuckold burr. One suit was all I had. One suit was all I had. One suit was all I had, and it was nothing but an old gray beat-up plaid. Now the cuffs are frayed, the pants are shiny, got a rip in the seat that ain't exactly tiny. Cleats in the front, belt in the back, I got a drape like a shape of a flour sack. When my gal took me to her home, and her mama put the pots and the skillets on, but I ate one helping, and that was all, 'cause if I gained a pound, my suit would, ooh, be too small. One suit was all I had. One suit was all I had. One suit was all I had, and it was nothing but an old gray beat-up plaid. I close my story with these few lines, as I stand here a-digging those menswear signs, with my pockets empty as they can be. Well, you're in bad shape, buddy, if you look like me.
You better buy clothes down at Robert Hall. There's real economy for all the family. Low overhead at Robert Hall. Me savings every day. This newer, better way you can't wear overhead.
Don't be misled by lots of extra frills.
Just see why Robert Hall can lead the ball to help cut down on clothing bills. So hurry down to Robert Hall.
Hurry, hurry, hurry.
Yes, hurry, hurry, hurry. Get the smart to low price Robert Hall clothes.
Just got an invitation through the mail.
Your presence requested this evening is formal. Top hat, white tie, and tails.
Nothing now could take the wind out of my sails. 'Cause I'm invited to step out this evening in top hat, white tie, and tails. Oh, I'm putting on the top hat.
tying up my white tie, brushing off my tails. I'm dudin' up my shirt front, putting in the shirt studs, polishing my nails. I'm stepping out, my dear, to breathe an atmosphere that simply reeks with class. And I trust that you'll excuse my dust when I step on the gas. Or I'll be there, putting down my top hat, mussing up my white tie, dancing in my tail.
Well, look at the way you look.
Oh, better you don't look.
Yeah, maybe not.
Some people dress 'cause they like to get dressed, but you just dress to get dressed.
It's only a hunch, but I'll bet you a bunch he wears suspenders, a belt, and a vest.
Am I correct in my assumption that you gentlemen find my habiliments reprehensible?
I think there's something wrong with his throat.
I told him that 6 weeks ago.
From the tip of your toes to your head, you look like an unmade bed.
Well, now, I hate to belabor the obvious, but in the interest of semantics, I'm impelled to observe that you've just indulged in a mixed metaphor.
Oh, it's a stroke.
It's a stroke, yeah.
You've either got or you haven't got style.
If you got it, you stand out a mile.
A flower's not a flower if it's wilted.
A hat's not a hat till it's tilted.
You've either got or you haven't got class.
How it draws the applause of the masses when you wear lapels like the swellest of swells. You can pass any mirror and smile. You've either got or you haven't got.
Got or you haven't got.
Got or you haven't got style.
Try this.
You've either got or you haven't got style.
Got or you haven't got style.
If you've got it, you stand out a mile.
Got it, you stand out a mile.
You look like something of a disaster area.
You think I'm too bizarre?
No, I think you're too carnival. Get up.
With mother pearl kind of buttons,
you'll look like the Astors and Hutton.
You've either got or you haven't got class.
Got or you haven't got class.
How it draws the applause of the masses when you wear lapels like the swellest of swells. You can pass any mirror and smile.
Do you mind?
Well,
you've either got or you haven't got charm.
Got or you haven't got charm.
Style and charm sort of go on and
they kind of go on and on.
Flower's not a flower if it's wilted. A hat's not a hat till it's tilted.
You've either got or you haven't got style.
Got or you haven't got style.
Got or you haven't got style.
If you got you stand out of mind.
Got it, you stand out of mind.
Got it, you stand out of mind.
When you wear those duds, duds with black tie and studs, watch those dolls lining up single file.
Go down, down, down. Robert Hall this season will show you the reason. Low overhead, low overhead. No fancy fixtures, plain pipe racks. No show windows, no high rents. New York to Frisco, you just can't miss. So save on Robert Hall, low overhead.
Came to get this hat is very strange and funny. Grandfather died and left to me his property and money. And when the will it was read out, they told me straight and flat, if I would have his money, I must also wear his hat.
Where did you get that hat? Where did you get that pile? Isn't it a nobby
If I go to the opera house in the opera season, there's someone sure to shout at me without the slightest reason. If I go to a concert hall to have a jolly spree, there's someone in the party who is sure to shout at me. Where did you get that hat? Where did you get that tie? Isn't it a knobby one and just the proper style? I should like to have one just the same as that. Wherever I go, they shout, hello, where did you get that hat? At 21, I thought I would to my sweetheart get married. The people in the neighborhood had said too long we'd tarried. So off to church we went right quick, determined to get wed. I had not long been in there when the parson to me said,
oh, where did you get that hat? Where did you get that tie? Isn't it the knobby one and just the proper style? I should like to have one just to see that.
Smith, millionaire, gave his last garden party. I was amongst the guests who had a welcome true and hearty. The Prince of Wales was also there, and my heart jumped with glee when I was told the Prince would like to have a word with me.
Stanley Holloway.
Where I go, they shout hello. Where did you get that
music of the star.
Oh, Americans dance on a dance floor, and the Spaniards, they dance on a table. And the Russians, they dance on a saber. But the Mexicans dance on their hats. Oh, they dance on hot coals in Calcutta. In Wisconsin, they dance on fresh butter, which they squeeze from one cow or another. Yes, the Mexicans dance on their hats. There are Mexicans dancing on derbies. There are Mexicans dancing on caps. They just throw their fedoras wherever the floor is and start doing horrors and taps. They won't quit, they go on. It's a Mexican custom to take hats and bust them by doing a dance thereupon. Oh, the reason they shot Pancho Villa was he danced on his mother's mantilla, and the message did not reach Garcia. He was out somewhere dancing on hats. There's a fellow in West Acapulco, the most elegant man you could meet. He does sambas on Hombergs to tunes of Sig Rombergs, and sometimes the Nutcracker Suite. So take care, so beware, or they'll put castanets on and ruin your Stetson, cause they all think they're Fred Astaire. If you're ever in Mexico proper, and you're wearing a straw hat or topper, when the band starts to play, call a copper. Cause by now you should know that they'll grab your chapeau and they'll stomp till it's flat, and that's that. That's what Mexicans do on your hat.
Here's Jack and Jill Jazz. Thank you.
Won't you stop and take a little time out with me? Just take five. Stop your busy day and take the time out to see. I'm alive. Though I'm going out of my way just so I can pass by each day. Not a single word do we say. It's a pantomime and not a place. Still I know all eyes are for me. I feel tingles down to my feet when your smile gets much too discreet. Sends me on my way. Wouldn't it be better not to be so polite? You could offer a bite. Start a little conversation now. It's alright. Just take five.
Jack Grassel on guitar. Take five, but you never heard the lyrics before. Music of the Stars. Talking about North by Northwest, that plane was owned by a real crop duster. It was a crop duster. It was supposed to be in Indiana on Highway 41, but it was really in Wesco, California, where Robert Coe, C-O-E, lived. And that's what he did for a living, was dust crops in that Stearman plane. From 1941 or so. An aviation buff in Lake Bluff, Illinois, Bill Knauss went down to Wesco and bought that same Stearman and flew it back to Wisconsin. And it wound up for years in the Kenosha Regional Airport. I wondered who flew that plane, if it was really a crop duster. It was. Bob Cole was quite a baker, and that dust you see flying in North by Northwest is really baking flour. And there was a lot left over, and they gave it all to Bob Cole, and he baked cookies and bread for the crew of North by Northwest. Quite a story. I saw the plane in Kenosha. Bernie Herrmann wrote a lot of music for Alfred Hitchcock pictures. Until Torn Curtain, and then they had a falling out. That story goes like this. Alfred Hitchcock had told Bernie Herman, "I want a laid-back score," or words to that effect. And he came back with something of his own design, and Alfred wasn't happy. They had a shouting match and never patched it up. I don't know what was wrong with the score by Bernie Herman. I'll play you a few notes to see if you can figure what the problem was. Oh, maybe now I see, yeah. The one that finally made it. John Addison was hired, and he wrote this title from Torn Curtain, 1966, for Hitch. Julie Andrews in Torn Curtain. That's the accepted soundtrack by John Addison, great composer. Speaking of curtains, here's Mel Blanc. Yeah, that Mel Blanc.
Attention, comrades. National emergency. Important message from Uncle Nick. Attention, commissars, dinosaurs, ochichorniars, ochisgustios, tututsios. Attention, glorious army, navy, submarinsky, and jet compulsky. Proceed to Smolensk. There is a hole in the old iron curtain. American speaking. Attention, all disky-jaskies. Jam airwaves with B-Borsh-Bop.
Zatsky, now the music's getting hotsky.
Let's all make whoopsky.
Don't be sad, don't be a lusky. Get yourself right in the grusky. Sing and dance, come raise the rusky.
Music of the Star.
Oh, there's a tavern in the town, and there my true love sits him down, and he drinks his wine as merry as can be, and never, 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 never thinks of me. Very, very well, for I must leave thee, do not let this parting grieve thee, for you know the very, 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 very best of friends must part. Adieu, kind friends, adieu, yes, adieu. I can no longer stay with you, so I shall hang my heart on a weeping willow tree, and may the world go well with thee.
He left me for a damsel dark,
damsel dark.
Each Friday night they
used to spark,
and now my loved one's true to me, takes that dark damsel on his knee. Fare thee well, for I must leave thee. Do not let the parting grieve thee, and remember that the best of friends must part. Adieu, kind friends, adieu.
Yes, adieu.
I can no longer stay with you.
Stay with you.
I'll hang my heart on a weeping willow tree, and may the world go well with thee.
Oh, dig my grave both wide and deep. Put tombstones at my head and feet, and on my breast carve a turtle dove to signify I died of love.
Fare thee well,
for I must leave thee.
Do not let
this parting grieve thee.
And remember
that the very, 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 very best of friends must part.
Adieu, kind friends, adieu, yes, adieu. I can no longer stay with you, so I shall
hang my heart on a weeping willow tree. And may the world go well with thee. And may the world go well with thee.
Wally Cox, Smothers Brothers.
Once a jolly swagman camped by a billabong under the shade of a coobah tree, and he sang and he watched and waited till his billy boiled. Come a waltzing Matilda with me,
waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda, you'll come a waltzing Matilda with me.
And he sang as he watched, and he waited till his billy boiled. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me.
You know, we'd like to open this show tonight with a beautiful Australian folk song. All the Austrians sing this song, and they sing it constantly.
Oh, no, wait, time.
Because
no, no, wait a minute. Australians sing it, not Austrians.
You're right.
You said it was Austrians. Australians are from Australia, and Austrians are from Austria, you see. I can see you confusing the names. They're very close, but the countries are different. You know where Australia is, don't you?
Yeah.
Where is it?
It's somewhere far away.
That's right. It's on the other side of the earth.
Yeah.
And they have very unusual things down there, and animal life and people,
yeah,
tribes and
yeah,
things. Like they've got unusual animals like kangaroos. They're,
yeah,
not found anywhere else in the world,
yeah,
and koala bears.
Yeah. They got canoes.
Yes.
In Australia, there's vicious canoes. They'd knock you to your knees. You know, they also have one of the toughest, one of the things that's really strange, they have these, the duckbill platitudes. There's one of them.
Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda, you'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. And he sang as he watched, and he waited till his billy boiled. You'll come a waltzing Matilda.
Oh, wait a minute, Tommy. Before we get any further into the song, I'd like to explain to the audience here and at home and to you what some of the unusual words in this song mean. There's many unusual words. For instance, do you know, Tommy, what swagman mean? Don't answer me. Swagman is a wanderer, is a traveler. He's a bum. You might say he's a bum.
Yeah, you don't have to tell me what a swagman is, because I know a swagman is a guy who likes to waltz around with his girl Matilda. He just
No, Tommy, Matilda is a knapsack.
Knapsack?
Right. Do you know what a knapsack is?
That's
a pack you wear on your back as you go out hiking in the wilderness, you know.
You mean this guy, out in the wilderness all by himself, he just swags up to his knapsack and waltzes around with it? I guess it gets pretty lonely. That's kind of weird, though. You know, some guy in the woods all by himself.
No, I have a knapsack. No, you want to waltz?
That's not what it means. You see, the waltzing, he doesn't dance with his knapsack. The waltzing refers to the knapsack swaying back and forth on this swagman's back as he walks.
Oh, he walks swaying. In a waltz, huh?
No.
Boy, they're everywhere.
Now, you sing the next part of the song, the phrase. You know the song, you know all the words.
Just
sing
don't.
It.
Down came a jump buck to drink up at the belly bong. Up jumped the swagman and grabbed him with glee. I can't go on anymore.
But why? Now, what's the matter with you?
Are you kidding? You can't sing about a swag jumping up and grabbing a jum buck.
Now, Tommy.
I mean, America isn't ready for that.
Tommy, a jum buck happens to be a sheep.
That's really weird.
Will you stop it? You're trying to make this song into something it isn't. Now, look, this is what happened. The bum is stealing a sheep. He puts the sheep into his knapsack, and he sang as he stole that jumbuck in his tucker bag.
Threw a new one at me there, didn't you? Tucker bag, huh?
Uh-huh.
Tucker bag. What's his tucker bag?
That's his Matilda.
All right, let's hear the rest of this.
All right, now. You're making this song sound so weird, and it's not really, Tommy. It's sung so much down there in Australia, it's almost considered the national anthem.
That's kind of weird, man. A swag in the wilderness all alone waltzing around with his knapsack, you know, grabs a sheep and stuffs it in his Matilda, and it's anybody guess what happens after that. I just threw a shit go in.
I'll go right on. I'll go to show you how long.
Do I hear a waltz? Very odd, but I hear a waltz. There isn't a band, and I don't understand it at all. I can't hear a waltz. Oh, my Lord, there it goes again. Why is nobody dancing in the street? Can't they hear the beat? Magical, mystical, miracle, can it be? Is it true? Things are impossibly lyrical. Is it me? No, it's you. I do hear a waltz. I see you when I hear a waltz. It's what I've been waiting for all my life. La da dee da da,
such lovely blue Danube music. How can you be still? I do hear a waltz. There it goes again. There's no dancing in the street. Can't they hear the beat? Roses are dancing with peonies. Yes, it's true. Don't you see? Everything suddenly Viennese. Can't be you, must be me. Do I hear a waltz? I want more than to hear a waltz. I want you to share it, 'cause
so much that anybody who thinks of Waltzing Matilda thinks of Australia. You know, the people identify it with Australia.
You mean if a song is sung enough and heard enough, it could be considered like a national anthem?
Sure, if a song sung enough, you could almost consider it such, yes.
Like Waltzing Matilda is like considered...
Right, that's just what I said.
Hey, yes. Maybe we could change our national anthem like to Ode to Billy Joe. You know, I hear it all the time. It could become our national anthem.
No, you're not following me.
Well, I've been hearing it constantly, and besides, it has got everything that Waltzing Matilda has. This guy jumps off the Tallahatchie Bridge or something, jumps off the bridge in the river and drowns.
Really, honestly, I think you're wrong. I don't think the Ode to Billy Joe could ever become our national anthem.
Oh, yeah, but what about what they threw off that Tallahatchie Bridge?
That's right, Tommy, and that's the mystery in the song. You see, nobody knows what they threw off that bridge.
I do.
No, you don't.
A jumbuck in a Tupperware bag.
Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda, you'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. And he sang as he watched and he waited till his belly boiled. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me.
Stepford Wives. Music of the Star. The Smothers Brother. Oshkosh, Appleton, WISS. Green Bay, WGBW. You're leaving us at 11, but we're still on the air worldwide. Continue on till high noon at civicmedia.us. Music of the Stars.
I hear a waltz. It's what I've been waiting
Stephen Sondheim, Richard Rodgers. From Broadway, from Hollywood, Miklos Raja. This is the music of the stars.
It's quite easy.
I can show you.
Oh, no. No, I should be afraid to try.
May I?
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't walk. No, really.
Stand by for news and weather. We'll be right back on most stations on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. President Trump expected to meet this hour in Scotland with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen as countries race to hammer out trade deals with the U.S. ahead of Friday's tariff deadline. In Gaza, at least a dozen people were killed today after the IDF allegedly opened fire near an aid distribution site, according to the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry. It comes as Israel adjusts strategy around aid in Gaza.
Israel implementing humanitarian pauses in three densely populated areas of the Gaza Strip, meaning fighting will stop there for 10 hours a day to allow for more aid to get to those civilians who so desperately need it. Overnight, the IDF also conducting an aid airdrop, dropping 8 pallets of aid, but aid agencies have repeatedly warned airdrops are the most inefficient way to get aid in. The head of the UN's aid agency calling the airdrops a distraction, saying they will not reverse the deepening starvation in Gaza.
ABC's Inez de la Quatera. This is ABC News.